Welcome to Reminisce here on Sight Into Sound Radio. This is our July 4th special. Join us as we honor America in words and song.
I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am. I'm a real-life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain, I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh, she's a Yankee, by gosh.
Oh, baby, can you be?
Anything about a Yankee, that's all for me.
Little Johnny Jones, the jockey from the USA,
will ride the pony Yankee Doodle English Derby Day.
Don't
be
broken records every track at every beat.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sportsmen of the British out who followed his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a trip, the surest of sure things,
have your houses mortgaged, hop your watches, pawn your rings,
and put it all on Yankee Doodle. Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
He's a Yankee Doodle dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real life captain was his Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. He's got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's his Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the pony. He is a Yankee Doodle boy.
Thank you.
The Statue of Liberty was a joint effort between France and the United States, intended to commemorate the lasting friendship between the peoples of the two nations. The French sculptor Frédéric Auguste Bertholdi created the statue itself out of sheets of hammered copper, while Alexander Gustave Eiffel, the man behind the famed Eiffel Tower, designed the statue's steel framework. The Statue of Liberty was then given to the United States and erected atop an American-designed pedestal on a small island in Upper New York Bay, now known as Liberty Island, and dedicated by President Grover Cleveland in 1886. Over the years, the statue stood tall as millions of immigrants arrived in America via nearby Ellis Island. In 1986, it underwent an extensive renovation in honor of the centennial of its dedication. Today, the Statue of Liberty remains an enduring symbol of freedom and democracy, as well as one of the world's most recognizable landmarks. On its base is the following: Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Sweet land of liberty. Today. of the icing.
Today.
Of the icing.
Today. Today. Today.
Today. Today.
Irving Berlin wrote a song for Kate Smith back in 1938. Nobody could sing it like her. Catherine Elizabeth Kate Smith, who died June 17, 1986, was an American singer, best known for her rendition of Irving Berlin's God Bless America. Smith had a radio, TV, and recording career spanning 5 decades, reaching its pinnacle in the 1940s. On October 26, 1982, Kate Smith received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, America's highest civilian honor. President Ronald Reagan, in bestowing the honor, said, "The voice of Kate Smith is known and loved by millions of Americans, young and old. In war and peace, it has been an inspiration. Those simple but deeply moving words, 'God bless America,' have taken on an added meaning for all of us because of the way Kate Smith sang them. Thanks to her, they have become a cherished part of all of our lives, an undying reminder of the beauty, the courage, and the heart of this great land of ours. In giving us a magnificent, selfless talent like Kate Smith, God has truly blessed America." November 19, 1863, the dedication of the National Cemetery in Gettysburg. President Abraham Lincoln delivers a 2-minute speech. Immediately following the speech, he calls it a flat failure. The speech is known today as the Gettysburg Address. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that the nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, We cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Take my stand to live and die. For Dixieland's where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Holy glory, hallelujah. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy's bound to die. But all my trials, Lord, soon be over. Thank you.
faithful. For he rode through liberating strife. Who more than self? Their country love. Saying about tonight is this America, sweet America, may God that gold refine. Oh, till our success be nobleness and every gain divine. And you know, when I was a little boy, I remember we always sang these words. Oh, beautiful, our spacious sky, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty. Wait a minute. America, oh, America, my God, don't shed His grace on thee. Send it by the hood from a sea to shining sea. You know, I wish y'all would come along and help me sing this thing. It's all right.
On September 14, 1814, U.S. soldiers at Baltimore's Fort McHenry raised a huge American flag to celebrate a crucial victory over British forces during the War of 1812. The sight of those broad stripes and bright stars inspired Francis Scott Key to write a song that eventually became the United States national anthem. The place, Tampa, Florida, January 27, 1991. Super Bowl 25, the singer, Whitney Houston.
What's up?
This is Sight Into Sound Radio and sightintosound.org, Houston, Texas, USA.